Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, this is Experience Wisconsin. Great that you're hanging out with us. Ishnala, open still for a little bit of time here. It's iconic in the central part of the state. Bob Prosser is the owner of Ishnala. Hey, Bob, thank you so much for being here.
I am very excited to be with you. Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about Ishnala, number one supper club in Wisconsin. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. This is the place for sure. And I love this time of year at Ishnala, the fall, especially as we get into mid-fall and late fall. What makes fall so special at Ishnala?
Well, first of all, we're overlooking Mira Lake, which is already beautiful. It's calm. It's an no-wake lake. And then the colors start changing on all the trees. And it's a little bit cooler, so you can enjoy the outside, sit on the decks, one of three decks. And we've got four different bars to get an old-fashioned, Ishnala brandy old-fashioned that is our number one seller. 75% of the people get an Ishnala brandy old-fashioned. And that brandy comes from Central Standard Distillery out of Milwaukee. So
I
we like
that.
To stay local with a lot of our stuff, and that brandy is exceptional.
I love that, Bob. Let's pick it up there because I know this is important to you. You do a lot of business, and you provide a lot of business to great Wisconsin companies. Why is it important to stay local, and give me some other examples of that?
Well, Woolersheim, closest to us down in Sauk City, they do our wine. Our red blend wine and a white blend, and they also do our bourbon from their distillery. Great people, you know, great people supporting Wisconsin, and I love doing business with them. Central Standard, I mentioned. And then we do things from Newski's Meat up north for our Cordon Bleu. So a lot of different locals, obviously, Baraboo Foods, UW Provision out of Madison, a lot of different local vendors. Because we want to support our friends and our friends and our neighbors in Wisconsin. Wisconsin has such great resources for food and drink. We might as well utilize it. I mean, I feel it's our obligation to do the best we can to help our own communities.
I love that, Bob. How many of those old fashions will you sell?
We will sell over 100,000 old fashions this year. Last year we sold 118,650, so we're on a pace to do about the same, maybe a little bit less this year, but we'll do over 100,000 for sure. Number one, 75% of the people get it's not a brand new old-fashioned sweet. Number two is a bourbon, which is made from Woolersheim brand, who makes our bourbon. That's the second most popular, and we always suggest with bourbon, get it with sour. Bourbon Old Fashioned sour is a very popular drink. But you can have it any way you want. You know, some people prefer whiskey. Some people don't want brandy. But, you know, we sell a lot of Old Fashioned, so we know a little bit about it.
Bob Prosser is the owner of beautiful Ishnala Supper Club. What are the top dishes, Bob, on the menu?
Number one seller is our filet, 7-ounce filet. It's always been our number one seller. It has been for, I don't know, as long as I can remember, over 40 years. That's the number one. Number two is our prime rib. Number three is ribeye. And then you get the combinations, the filet and prawns or filet and shrimp, the prime and prawns, prime and shrimp. And then obviously with lobster, you get lobster with any of those items. So I would say 75-80% of the people eat beef. You know, we're a supper club. We're a steakhouse. You're going to come there and get a great beef. Now, we do have a couple of chicken dishes, chicken Oscar, chicken cordon bleu. But most of the people are going to go for the steak when they come to Ishnala and have a nice glass of red wine from Woolersheim, the red blend of Cabernet and Syrah that goes great with those dishes.
Bob, I love the food. We all love the views, but the service is so important to you, and I'm impressed with the top-tier service. Can you talk about that briefly?
Well, that's our number one emphasis is service. We spend a lot of time training. We open April 10th, March 1st. We bring in everybody that we've hired, and we start training. So we basically train for 6 weeks prior to even opening. And that's even 95% of our staff returned this year. The last 2 years, we had 95% retention of our staff, but we still go through the steps because, you know, you forget, and we've been off for several months. We just remind them of the hospitality. And that is the single most important thing to me is to give you the best service, the best hospitality you're going to get anywhere. We don't have cell phones on us. None of our staff has a cell phone on them because our job is to give you 100% attention when you come in that door. And that's what our focus is. And it's not just me. It's a whole mindset that my staff and I all want to do the best we can to give you the best experience when you come there. I mean, because it's a destination. It's something they've been looking for. It's a bucket list item. So it's our responsibility to do everything we can to fulfill what they're looking for.
Ishnala open till October 26th. The fall is perfect. The website is ishnala.com. Bob Prosser's the owner. Bob, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you, and thank everybody for the support they've given Ishnala over all these years.
Hey, thank you for keeping it open. It's one of our special places. Up next, planning that fall trip, that fall getaway in our state when we continue.